The Milwaukee Bucks wrapped up their season yesterday with a loss to the Toronto Raptors, but they finished the regular season with the best record in the NBA and the top seed in the upcoming playoffs. The team is currently the betting favorite to win the NBA Finals. It'd be their second in the last three seasons, if so. We're looking back at another big season for Milwaukee and ahead to what the postseason could bring. Justin Garcia is a studio host and analyst for the Milwaukee Bucks Radio Network and WTMJ in Milwaukee. Justin, thanks for joining us.
Anytime.
Regardless of what comes out of the playoffs, how are you going to remember this Bucks regular season?
I'll remember this regular season, obviously, with more of the individual greatness from Giannis. But this felt like the year of the role player for the Bucks, and really Drew Holiday taking a big step forward as well. When we talked last year about all the games missed for this team, specifically Brook Lopez, and how that really took their defense from elite to middle of the pack, you thought, okay, the worst is behind us. It can't be that bad in terms of injuries ever again. And this year was worse. When you look at the man games lost, Giannis missed nearly 20 games. You had Chris Middleton, who played in less than half of the team's games this season. You had Drew Holiday in and out, and then a couple of injuries towards the end. Despite all that, if I would have told you at the beginning of the year, here's the games that these key players will miss, nobody would have thought the Bucks would be the number one seed in the East or all of basketball. And I think the reason why is because of those role players. A guy like Javon Carter was huge for this team all throughout the season. Bobby Portis as well, who has a strong chance to be the sixth man of the year. It was all those guys, and Grayson Allen taking a big step forward as well. So it wasn't just the stars for the Bucks this year, and that's one of the things I'll remember most.
That said, how are the stars looking health-wise as they get ready for postseason?
Well, Giannis and Drew Holiday certainly look good, and Brook Lopez as well. When we mention awards, I mean, he's one of the front runners for Defensive Player of the Year, which is astounding for a man who just turned 35 in a league that's getting younger and younger and who just had back surgery a year ago. But I think the big one you're hinting at is Chris Middleton. By all accounts, they feel relatively good. I mean, it's been a long onboarding process for Chris this season, but having, you know, a week plus off in the case of the last time he played, and now with the play-in tournament, the Bucks finished up the regular season yesterday. They're not going to play again until Sunday. So getting that extra week off and then the last few games as well is going to be key for not only Chris, but even Grayson Allen and Pat Connaughton, who both missed some time. So all things considered, they are in a very good spot going into the postseason, where you have, you know, knock on wood, no major issues. You're just waiting on some guys to return to the lineup, and this week off should be great for that.
Giannis Antetokounmpo, two-time NBA MVP. Should he be the third?
Well, I would assume you would think I'm biased here, but I think he is the MVP. But, you know, I've said all along, and I think most of us have kind of agreed, he is the best player in the league. He is certainly the best two-way player out there. And I think if you surveyed a number of front office executives as well and said, hey, you're starting your own team, you get one pick, who are you choosing? Giannis would be the overwhelming favorite. Even going into the postseason, I think Giannis and a guy like Kevin Durant are who you would look at most. If I can give you one player, who do you want? That being said, the way this works is it's a narrative award, and a lot of times it's about when is it your turn. Giannis had those two MVPs. His team didn't win a championship. That was held against him. So then it was Nikola Jokic's turn, and now he's going through the same thing where he won two MVPs. His team lost in the postseason early. So now we look to Joel Embiid. And I've said it's a turns thing. I don't want to discredit what Joel Embiid has done, because that's one of the other remarkable things, is you have three generational talents in Giannis, Jokic, and Embiid turning in individually three of the best seasons we've seen in the history of this league. The unfortunate part is they coincide in the same season and you can only pick one.
Just to 10 seconds left. I say Bucks in six. How far do you think they're going to go, Justin?
Well, it depends on how they match up with, I think the Boston Celtics, if you can cure some of that perimeter issues that we saw in the last matchup, I like their chances, certainly early and against any team coming out of the West.
Justin, thanks a lot for joining us.
Anytime.
That's Justin Garcia, studio host and analyst from the Milwaukee Bucks Radio Network and WTMJ in Milwaukee, with us for a look ahead at the Bucks postseason.